Good afternoon and welcome to the Joyous Journey with me, your host, DJ2Js, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. And right now is not Joyous Journey. It is Money Matters. It is time to talk about those financials. And what a great song to kick it off with, Vacation, because today is going to be all about traveling, going around, and how you spend that money and spending it wisely. We are joined today with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I thought it'd be, especially because when the weather gets like this, everybody starts. I mean, it's just this time of year. Yeah. A few different reasons why people travel. And, you know, we've been talking about the holidays the past couple of weeks, so we know about that. But just looking at just a couple of different kind of areas of when and why people travel and all that kind of stuff. And of course, it doesn't necessarily directly have anything to do with the question of the day. Mm-hmm. However, if you're living your question of the day as we speak, I mean, are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
I mean, Kinda, sorta.
I mean, maybe you should tell them the question of the day first, and then they'll be like, oh, this makes sense. Or maybe it doesn't, yeah.
The question of the day today is, what was your dream job growing up? I mean, for me, it was engineer. I always play with my Legos, my record
sets. So you're a sound engineer? Is that what we're talking? Like, I'm trying to figure out how it was your dream job.
Yeah, I mean, if you asked me 2-3 years ago, if I thought I'd be here doing this, I would say no. Right. I mean, when I signed up, I was supposed to go nuclear, and then ADHD kind of just screwed me. Right. What about you, though? What was your dream job growing up?
Man, I was thinking about it. I never wanted anything dumb. No, I shouldn't say dumb. Someone's like, oh, man, I wish I could be a professional wrestler. I would never want to do that. Like, those guys have to work so hard.
When I was young, I thought it was real.
And you're like, yeah, that's great. And jumping off the top rope, dropping the big elbow. I'm good. I don't. Honestly, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pilot. Mm. Yeah, like, I wanted to fly jets and at the time, there was what was the fastest airplane in the world operational, the SR-71. And I wanted to be an SR-71 pilot because nobody could catch you. I was like, oh, it never gets better than that. Not like Top Gun and, you know, oh, look, we're in dog. No. I was like, you can't catch me. I'm in the fastest thing ever. Go ahead, try. Do whatever you want. You can't catch me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, pilots is that's a good one, especially if you're like, I feel like that can get manifested if you like go on airplanes as a younger, or if you like just outside and you see them, you're like, how?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I used to think. I mean, like, how is there just a flying object above us?
When I get on a plane now, I'm just like, here is basically a tube with wings.
Yeah.
And we're going places. Like, that is around crazy. The physics of everywhere, of how that has to work. And definitely, then to think, like, you know, it all started basically with just gliding in the air and then crashing over and over and over, and then people finally got it right.
It's crazy. Who was it? The Wright brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I could still live my dream and be a pilot and do something like that, but not SR-71s. But yeah, I mean, your dream of an engineer, I'm sure we can still make happen. We
possibly
definitely on the Lego. We can definitely build Legos.
I love Legos. So. But actually, the pilot thing kind of ties into what we're talking about today with vacationing.
Traveling,
PCSing.
Exactly.
All that stuff. So any insight into that so far?
Yeah, just looking at the fact that, you know, we do live on an island.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can drive over the bridge, but for a lot of us, that's you only know the new airport because there was another airport,
mm-hmm.
like terminal, that was not nearly as picturesque as the current one. and so, yeah, when I first came here, it's a different airport. And yeah, a lot of people fly in and out. And that's what, you know, when we just do something quick over the weekend or whatever. But we're going to talk about a couple of different aspects, vacations, what it's like to go on leave, and then what it is on that TDY PCS. So we'll look at a few different angles of why we travel, how we spend money, how we got to be prepared.
Maximum Music.
I love Sheryl Crow, Maroon 5, John Mayer, Nickelback.
Minimum Repeats.
Anytime I'm driving, they play everything. That's the way to go.
Serving America's best on AFN The Eagle.
We are back here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to talk to you about vacationing. Now, it matters. Everything, you got to plan it out. I mean, I'm planning out this Thailand trip. Everything's kind of planned out now, but when we were in like that really, like, I don't want to say bad, but I mean, in terms of planning, it was bad because it was just so hectic. And I feel like everyone didn't like know what they wanted.
Right.
And then we kind of just like finally just hit the button and then bang, it's planned.
Which I think that's good. Yeah. So the first thing is that we had like, basically you guys had an agreed upon place. So we'll kind of use these three P's is what I called it. This is not like a formula or something that I found. I want to say I made it up. It makes sense to me. So this is how it works. So first thing is the place. So you talked about Thailand. So the, I guess our caveat would be whoever goes on the trip has to want to go to Thailand too. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're like Thailand. Yay. Great. And I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. Or now I'm sure what part of your discussion was is where are we going while we're in Thailand? Right. Mm-hmm. So knowing that the first thing is that you found out place. And it's like everything else that we've talked about, if you don't have a target, you got nowhere to aim. And so you guys picked Thailand. Wow. How did you pick it? And then who/why are the other people going with you? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always wanted to just go to Southeast Asia.
Okay.
I've honestly, my first choice was Indonesia, go to Bali.
Nice.
But my other friends back home, Bella and Tiffany, they didn't really want to go to Indonesia. So Thailand was kind of the, like halfway point. I've always wanted to go see it anyway because of the snorkeling and it just looks beautiful on the maps. And I've always just wanted to walk around a city eating street food, and Thailand offers that. So that's kind of how that came about. And then all of a sudden, it's like the time that we would be leaving in Thailand is pretty close to Bella's birthday. So we were like, let's go to Japan too. So
nice, so convenient.
Yeah, so now after Thailand for like 2 weeks, we're going to Japan for another like week and a half, and going to Walt Disney World for her, going to Disneyland for her birthday.
Look at that,
Disney. Because she's always wanted to go.
I mean,
it all kind of worked out. Is the money situation great? No, but it all kind of worked out in terms of like planning and that kind of stuff.
There you go. So now we know you got a place and then you started the planning, which I'm sure you got a little bit of time that some more planning is going to probably take place in greater detail, shall we say. You got to make sure you got the right, you know, Mickey Mouse ears to wear in or whatever your big dilemma is going to be for that one. And then you brought up like the price, you know, how this is all going to get done. And so we've talked a little bit about this before, but that's where that planning comes in. So you actually have some time. So the kind of the irony of the holiday season is you could totally save on the holiday season because you're going to spend it all on your trip to Thailand. Everybody else's might be a little thin this year on the under the Christmas tree for your family because you're going to take their gifts and go to Thailand instead.
Oh, yeah. I'm treating myself.
Right, exactly. So Merry Christmas to you in Thailand. So as we look at the place of where you're going, which as I was remembering, you said like that expanded to Japan, which you could spend a lot of time there, but you've got a designated at least one place of going to Disneyland there.
Yeah.
You know how many days you're going to Disney yet?
I think we're going to get like a 2-day pass, something like that.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to Bangkok and then, Phuket and then Bangkok and then to Tokyo.
Look at that.
Because the Phuket and Bangkok, they're both in Thailand, but Phuket is more like...
Totally different, yeah.
It's more like party and want to say island life because it's more like photoistic and...
not the city.
Yes, and exactly. The city of Bangkok is more tall buildings.
Yeah. Street food, like you said, yep.
That kind of stuff, which is like the best of both worlds. And then Tokyo is just completely different from any of them because it's just so advanced.
Ginormous.
Yeah, utopia.
Huge city. Goodness gracious. So looking at that, understanding that there's like what we had just talked about in knowing the place and then the planning, you do have some time, right? That you can, I don't want to say be more responsible, but be more fiscally aware of where your money's going.
Definitely.
So some of maybe the brunches that you might get invited to over the next few weeks, you know, holiday different. I mean, there was just we talked about this last weekend. Yeah. Halloween did not end on Thursday night on that. They went the whole weekend just for people.
Halloween weekend.
And that means that people were could just continue to spend money over and over and over. And we talked about it with different costumes or whatever. It could get out of control if you let it. Mm-hmm. So that's why the planning is important, so that you understand where that goes. And then, of course, that planning is going to lead you into your price or your budget for what you're going to spend on that. So it's great to have that vacation, but is this going to be the last vacation you ever take, right? So then you're going, okay, realistically, if I want to have another vacation, then I better ratchet back a little bit, right? Yeah. So yeah, vacationing can be really, really fun. But when you apply those three P's, it just kind of gives you a lot of bit of direction and focus of where you need to be.
A lot more guidance.
Definitely.
Just when we think we've gone too far, we're just getting started. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're just talking about vacation, the three P's as well, the place, planning, and price. And that's really the biggest things. I mean, they all kind of relate into planning, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a cycle, a system that you should follow whenever you're planning on going on leave. But if it's more, I would say it's kind of different if you're PCSing or if you're going, non-internationally,
right?
I guess.
So that was the thing that in looking at like what leave or going with your family is. So like you're not going with your family.
Yeah.
Now this is like a friend's thing, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you were taking leave and you were going to go hang out with your family, way different way that you are going to start looking at what those three P's are, because you already know the place. Mm-hmm. So you're at least going to start with the fact that, or I should say, where you want to do something, basically. So I did a little tour of the Southwest this year.
How was it?
The Grand Canyon, Hoover Dam.
Four Corners.
Stood on it for way longer than I needed to. It was like, here's the picture. And then we leave and then come back. It's like, have you been there before?
No, but so I don't think I have. No.
There's these benches that go around on each state there. So you can stand on it and all this kind of stuff. And everybody who's there, it's like, oh, I'm in Utah. Get a picture. I'm in Arizona. Get a picture. And like, oh my goodness, how many pictures do we need? It's just the Four Corners is there. Yeah. Kind of like, obviously that's a unique to the United States kind of thing. Cause in other parts of the world, you can do something similar to that, but with countries.
Yeah.
You know, so I've done that before, out in Germany and Belgium. There's a place called Treipunk where, and in different places of the world. And so that's the three, a point where three countries merge together, and you just stand there and you're like, oh, look, I'm in three countries in the world, not just three states.
Yeah.
So there's different things, different points, themes, whatever it's going to be of what your family, what you might plan on doing. And so knowing that, you still are going to have to, what I'm saying is you're going to do that different if your family. So just imagine your sister going, like you're going to have different things you would want to do with your sister than what you're going to do with your friends.
Definitely.
And there may be similarities to certain things, but especially if people get married and they do have kids, then they're going to want to go to do, like, say, Disneyland, like what you guys are going to do. Not going to lie. I was more fired up about going to Disneyland the last time I went because of my kid, not because of me.
Yeah.
You know, at this stage, I'm just like, whatever.
I haven't been to Disneyland since, like, I think middle school.
So you see what I mean? Now we've got a few years. It's kind of built up the little bit
anticipation.
Anticipation of things. And you've got that, ooh, Disneyland excitement going there. That's going to be great.
It was still Tower of Terror. It wasn't all the, because, like, everything is different now. Everything's like Disney or like a Disney movie.
Right.
Everything has their own ride.
And so now that you've got your P's change when not just the destination, but the people that you're going to be with are going to be there too.
Yeah.
So if you had to do something, especially if you were limited, say, with your grandparents, maybe they're a little bit more vintage and they don't have, you know, the same kind of great movement to be running around Disneyland or whatever it is, right? So everybody is going to, you know, kind of set a different kind of pace for you. and what you're trying to achieve and all of that kind of thing. You know, like some people every year, they take family pictures and they document it, I guess you could say, of every year. You look and see how people grew up and whatever else and all that kind of stuff. And then other people don't.
Kind of so, like Christmas photos too.
Exactly. No. So this is the same thing, right? A lot of people for us around here, in the next few months, they're going to go on leave to go do different things. And a lot of times it's going back to see family, and you may go through experiences that you're not super fired up about, like Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh yeah, I love me. We talked about a lot of the great stuff of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The food that we like and all of that kind of great thing. But there can also be a lot of challenges with that and the stress that comes about in doing it. So for some of us, we'd rather go hang out with our friends because we kind of have more commonalities, more things that we'd like to do, whereas sometimes family is obligation. And so knowing that, it kind of shifts how we plan for things. But then we also can get a little out of control with the price too, because Definitely. Then we've got to understand the budget of, what if you're the only one that has to pay to come into town? So if all the rest of your family lives close, like say within an hour, and they all just drive there, but you've got to fly from halfway around the world and they don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, well, my ticket was $2,000 or whatever it's going to be, you know? And they're like, so you're the one that lives over there.
Yeah.
You know, so the attitudes of the place, the people that you're with, they can affect on how you're going to plan those things. So when you look at like the leave or the family time, you've talked about that in the past of like having different times where you were coming out of school and knowing, and I know that Mojo's talked about it too, of, you know, the opportunities that you have to spend time with your family, or the challenge of being in a new place geographically that, not that your family's not worth it, but the fact you may never be back there again. So your family's going to understand that, right?
Yeah.
So your family might want to go to Thailand too. They just didn't get an invitation. You know what I'm saying? So they can go on their own time.
Yeah.
Right. And so again, that's like with the planning and understanding what you want to accomplish while you're there with everything. So yeah, it's important to know that that family can be important. It just doesn't have to be the bigger priority, especially if your finances need to be something you're paying attention to.
AFN The Eagle. We guarantee we won't play a song until the previous song ends.
Are you serious?
Serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood talking about vacationing, leave, all that good stuff. But there's also another big one, PCSing.
Definitely. And I put TDY on here too, just because we're going to do a show in a few weeks when we start talking about some of the stuff the CFSs do, and it'll easily take up the entire hour. We could be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. Just all the different aspects, just on the financial side of where PCSing comes in. But the basis is because this is more the PCS TDY stuff is more of like what we have to do, if that makes sense, for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else, we started with the most fun stuff as far as where we would be committed to what we want, if that makes sense. And then we kind of go into the family side of stuff where we may be doing some things we're not super fired up about, but they can end up being really cool, right? So as we were talking about like family, I got a bunch of nieces and nephews.
Mm.
I mean, they're cool for the most part, right? Like, I mean, they like to eat lunch and ice cream and stuff. So, like, you know, like there's bonding things you can do.
Yeah.
But, you're not always going to find the most commonalities, but your family is your family. And, you pick your friends, but you don't get to pick your family. And so this with TDY could be, you may not get to pick the place either. So now, I thought we could talk a little bit, maybe you could share like how it was when you went to A school, you mm-hmm. went to somewhere you'd never been before and in a place that is not like home, but because of your job, you had to go.
Yeah.
And so when we get called, you know, to go different places, then I thought we could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So my experience, like I said before, was not expecting to have this job.
Mm-hmm.
Was fully expecting to go to Charleston right after boot camp. Mm-hmm. And then turns out I am going to Fort Meade, Maryland.
Yeah, look at that.
Honestly, a beautiful place. I mean, the place is all right. But,
and then like what time of year was it? I think that was a big influence.
It was August.
Yeah.
August. So, I mean, it was right when winter's about to start kicking in.
Because you got to go through the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to see some snow. I loved it, honestly. I mean, DC, Baltimore, New York, Philly, everything in that area is awesome. Every time I went out somewhere with my friends, it was always just a great time. I mean, I never didn't have a bad time. But I think the biggest difference was, I mean, I was apart because I'm from California. My mm-hmm. family's on the whole other side of this country.
Right.
And it's not like Belgium where it's a small country, but it's a pretty big country. I mean, yeah. It takes a couple days or a couple hours by flight mm-hmm. to get there. And it was all right. I mean, I definitely enjoyed my time at A school. And then when I found out I was coming here, I was very excited because I was going with Mojo. And then I got here and it, I don't want to say it let me down, because I don't know if that's the right words, but I definitely thought it would be a lot more around here.
Right.
Because like people who came here before were not like saying bad things about it. But then when I get here, not many people are saying great things about it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just varies definitely with wherever you go as well. I think the biggest thing that helped me was roommates, because that already got me introduced to new people in my life.
Right.
Like there's a couple guys back in Maryland who I met through my roommates, and then Mojo, I became roommate with him, and now we're roommates here.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly helps a lot, especially if you get along with them, because yeah. it's just like, okay, at least I got someone that I can hang out with every now and then or talk with, you know. I think that's one of the biggest things is having someone in your corner, or having someone with right. you wherever you do go. Because when you are just truly by yourself, it can get kind of scary.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point in the fact that when we're TDY or PCSing, going to different places where basically we have to go, then how do you manage going through that? Because
mm-hmm.
A lot of us, especially, you know, you guys are both outgoing guys, so you're going to kind of maybe be a little bit more magnetic to that kind of a thing. But especially if people are a little bit more introverted, I think that that's like a deceiving thing about the radio, is that like there's no audience in here, right? There's not like, I mean, your thousands of fans are all on the other side of the microphone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so realizing that you can have, in a sense, an introverted personality and be just fine in a job like this, because there's nobody in the room to kind of almost threaten you, or where you have to have that kind of engagement. So knowing that your job, everybody's got different kinds of jobs,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that your personalities are different, you bring up a good point of sometimes you just, if you have somebody that understands you, then that's going to be great. But sometimes you got to kind of get out of your comfort zone, right?
Yeah. If you don't have anyone with you, you're going to have to find at least someone around there. I mean, believe it or not, Mojo is very introverted.
Mm-hmm.
He's not exactly the going out type. When he first started on radio, he was very nervous, mm-hmm. very like shaky. He always shook whenever he talked on the radio, but now he's a natural, because I mean, it's not really like anyone's in front of us. And I feel like this kind of job honestly makes it a lot easier if you are introverted to become extroverted, because I'm not saying being introverted is a bad thing, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not, but like interviews, like with you,
yeah,
never met you before, but the first interview we did, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just slowly, it got better and better. And then you did an interview with Cupid. It was mm-hmm. amazing. So like that kind of thing, like if I did an interview beforehand
right.
with just Cupid and I was introverted, I probably wouldn't be as, you know, open,
right.
show less personality, that kind of stuff.
And I think that that's the part that I wanted to make sure that we're kind of focusing on, is that looking at when we have the opportunity to PCS or TDY to places, knowing that we may not be super pumped about being there,
mm-hmm.
what's going to get us through there? And so some of that motivation of like what you had said, some of that is just like that time and training, that we're going there with a purpose, that when we come out on the other side, that stress, the challenge, you know, all of the learning, whatever it's going to be, you know, PCSing is not an easy thing to do, especially yeah. if you're going to move from one kind
country
of
to country.
Area, yeah, culture to another. It's easy enough to be way overwhelmed and stressed if I just went from like one side of the U.S. to the other, like Virginia to San Diego or
it's
something.
Literally the same thing except climate. That's yeah. That's the biggest difference.
And so knowing somebody just asked me today, why do you like Bahrain so much? And I said, because of the diversity that's mm-hmm. here. You walk around, you see people from different backgrounds, you get all kinds of different food, you can do different kinds of things, especially now that the weather is coming down and there's just different things that are happening. You know, it gives us the opportunity to realize that we are blessed to be here, to have this time, and that there can be a lot of things that really we need to kind of put our kind of a humble spirit of just saying, all right, what can I experience? What can I do? Because we're going to make a great time out of it, even if we don't want to be there.
Okay, let's be honest. If Van Gogh were alive today and he had to listen to the competition, he'd probably cut off the other ear. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Just getting ready, almost ready to kind of wrap up the show a little bit and mm-hmm. Go over everything as kind of like a big summary of everything, kind of.
Yeah, I think as we were just talking about the PCSTDY, one of the unique things for us in that, it introduces something that is like the dread for a lot of our guys, mm-hmm. which is that government travel card. And so that if you are not responsible, so we were talking a little bit off the air, right, about how you do your personal finances, how, because you said, man, I need to do this, like a solution, right? I need to, how can I get a little bit more of a grip on things? You basically get your training, right? And like, here's a credit card. And then the government saying, because you're traveling on this, be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's almost it. And that's a scary thing for some guys if they have no idea how to be responsible.
Yeah.
And so that goes into like where your the P's are, like your place is already taken care of, but then the planning about how you're going to go and be responsible of spending can be big. Like if somebody says, oh, you get a per diem every day, and everybody's like, well, yeah. Yeah, what if your per diem is like $350 and that bar, you know, that just gets you a cup of coffee or something like that. So you got to be responsible with what you're doing where. And I think that that's what it comes down to in all of the things that we talked about is, you know, knowing what your limits are. And it comes down to the very beginning that we talk about in most everything is that you've got to be able to plan for that. And the more you can plan, the better success you're going to have. So we've talked about it a lot in, especially the past couple of weeks with the holidays,
mm-hmm.
is that they can get away from you real easy financially.
They definitely can, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, looking and seeing kind of what we had talked about, Halloween weekend of all the different kind of craziness and stuff like that, I was thinking to myself, knowing that we're kind of coming into the holidays and stuff like that, how do you see, like kind of in your shoes, how do you see the or face kind of the challenge financially of being responsible? Because you're an adult, mm-hmm. even if you don't want to be.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not easy. I mean, you kind of just got thrown into it,
mm-hmm.
especially if you come into the Navy or military at such a young age, like mm-hmm. 18. You just turned into an adult, and now you just get thrown into the real world with real world crisis sometimes. And it can be a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as long as, like I said, people around you are going to help you through a lot. I mean, I've made some great friends throughout my Navy career, and I've only been in for almost a year and mm-hmm. 8 months or something like that. Not a long time. Do I have any friends from boot camp still? No.
Yeah.
But I mean, do I have some friends from A school? I have a lot. And
right.
I mean, it just goes to show you, like, boot camp is one thing, but when you go to your schooling or when you – like anything like that, you're going to meet everyone else in your rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone out there, but everyone that's your age, your rank, all that stuff
mm-hmm.
right then and there. It's good to remember faces, and it's good to make good impressions, because you don't know how quick they'll rank. You don't know how quick, how like Mojica, he could become a chief in 5 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
We can't know. So it's always important to be nice and just be friendly to people.
Well, and that brings up a good point of number one, who we are, you know, as people, and then the networking that kind of happens no matter where you're at. And so realizing that as we have the opportunity to travel in whatever capacity it may be, that we know where the kind of the responsibility is, where how we need to plan and prepare ourselves. And like what you had said, you know, knowing that some people may be younger and inexperienced, at least for the majority of people from the United States, we don't have good financial education.
Not at all.
And that's part of like what we're trying to do with this and some of the other resources that we've got out on not just at Fleet and Family, but the CFSs within the commands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But knowing that through areas like this, we may be kind of talking to people that just don't understand the different resources that they have. And I know you've talked about it before. Yesterday you did for a little bit. You know, we've got FinRed, which is free, that financial readiness website, a bunch of different apps that people can have. And really, you don't have to pay for a bunch of stuff. That's the kind of a little bit of a misnomer. There's a lot of just free stuff that's there that you just have to take the time. And that's the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is just knowing, like what you've talked about with Thailand, you've prepared. And that preparation you have for that one thing of here's this trip, we can do that same thing over and over with, hey, how do we prepare financially for whatever the next transition or trip we're going to take is?
Yeah, kind of a weird question off ball, but it's kind of just going back to it's pretty just purely about money kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, say someone would be in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Say someone had money in anything, Bitcoin or
right, yeah,
something like that. Would you just say to just hold it down, keep going, pay it off here and there, and just let it go out or pull money out, pay it off all in one, and then that kind of thing? I mean,
So you're talking about what's called liquidating assets. So wherever you have money in, so for some people it's a car, like they're making car payments, and their car payments are like stretching them out real thin, and they don't need to have the car that they've got. So basically they got too much car, if that makes sense. Financially, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's like a fantastic example of, well, what do you do? Well, you got the option to get rid of the car. You could get something that at least for that time period that you're going to save more money than what you're going to spend it. And that's part of where we talk about the risk tolerance. Some people don't really care too much about it as long as they pay, make their minimum payments on a credit card. That's totally cool with them.
Yeah.
And they're not understanding the fact that you can never out-earn your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always going to have to pay more interest on the credit card than what you're going to make somewhere else. So if you're trying to invest your money somewhere, you're actually going to lose out because you can't invest as much because you're paying interest on a credit card. So really part of it comes down to there's two methods that we use called the snowball and the avalanche. And basically those are your personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are so scared at debt and then how to take care of it. Like what you said, what do I do?
You can get buried fast.
Yeah, you can get buried real fast.
Yeah.
And the goal is to do the opposite. It's to bury your debt.
Mm-hmm.
So that snowball you build up in and you kind of start to earn that confidence in doing it. Whereas the avalanche, what I call the Band-Aid rip, it's just like, all right, I'm serious. Let's get it over with. And that's where you're talking about.
Just pulling a little bit of money out of
your investments. You just say, all right, I got to, like, my priority now is to get out of debt. And then more importantly, is to stay out of debt.
Definitely.
So you develop a good lifestyle and pattern that's going to give you the success you're looking for. So, you know, we never talk about anything about certain kinds of people or programs or who we invest with or anything like that, because everybody can make those choices.
Yeah.
But what we talk about is just kind of the basic principles of just knowing, hey, once I don't have that debt, so we're not talking about business debt. We're not talking about, you know, buying a house and like the different kinds of obligations of paying that debt. We're talking about just basically consumer debt of getting money, blowing it, and then going like, woo, Merry Christmas. I've got to pay all this off, you know? And so we'll talk about that in the next few weeks, just some of the parts about that. But that's a really good question of the priority comes down to really what people see at that time, because imagine you're not going to have to pay off debt if you don't have debt.
Yeah.
And so once your lifestyle kind of changes, then you're going to look at things from a different perspective.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, as well as say hello to everyone at Fleet and Family.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, bringing that up, we've talked about the mental health side of stuff, that in all of this time with the holidays, traveling, PCSing, relocating, that's a lot of stress. And we've talked about stress. How do you deal with it? There's a bunch of different great resources with MFLAX, mental health, chaplains, all that kind of great stuff. And so just realizing, as we're moving closer into the holidays, you don't got to do it on your own. There's people out there that want to help, and realizing we're in a great kingdom. They're a great host for us. There's a lot of stuff that we can do, but at the same time, we don't have to be alone.
Definitely.